From ancient Greece to Egyptians and to German mythology, trees have symbolized vitality, growth, and harmony with the past, present, and future. In trees, we see a reflection of life and death. Closer to home, the Oromos have found the shed of the sycamore tree as a museum, a center of gathering, where the best minds, those with wisdom, can put forth their ideas. Trees then became a center where conflicts turn to peace, where we pause to listen to each other, where time takes on a whole new meaning, that it is not about being fast or efficient, but about being enlightened. And trees are once again making a comeback in modern society, as a place where we can escape the cacophony of modern life. Over the past few decades, from the Paris Climate Accord to the Kyoto Protocol, the leaders of the free world have assembled and signed documents. But our planet, our air, and our very existence does not follow our emotions or rational convictions. The rule of nature follows its own course. One has to look at the Sahara. Would you believe me if I told you that the Sahara Desert was once a very lush land, with exotic animals that have come to captivate our imagination? Hippos, giraffes, crocodiles swimming in the swamps, birds performing their masterful rituals while traversing the serene islands among the unforgivable swath of the desert. This was the case thousands of years ago. And just in the last 100 years, the Sahara Desert has grown by over 10%, and most likely it will continue to grow, which means the lives of millions of people who live near the desert will change beyond our imagination. Is there any guarantee that Ethiopia won't face such a crisis? Currently, there is a movement underway, in Ethiopia and elsewhere, and it seeks to turn our pyramid of thought upside down. Ethiopians are calling it the Green Legacy. A more apt term would probably be the Green Survival. And this is when we must stop and ponder about trees and their relationship to humans, to us. Not only think about trees, but put ourselves in the shoes of trees. We need to think not as humans wanting to benefit from the trees. We need to reverse that logic and be trees ourselves. Can you imagine if we represent trees as lawyers that we humans will lose the case? We have been at war with trees since the beginning of time, and it has been a one-sided war. Not only do we kill the trees, but we have the audacity to complain about carbon emissions. And a dead tree has no choice but release the stored carbon so our lungs and vital organs can finally taste the fruits of our labor. Trees have always been nice to us, but we have yet to pay the trees back. We have always behaved badly and rewarded generously, and sadly, time is not on our side. We have come to depend upon trees for our medicine, for our food, for the protection of the entire human species. Therefore, let us take a deeper tour of the rich and fascinating world of trees and forests. When it comes to the science of climate change, trees absorb CO2 and release oxygen, which helps us breathe while reducing overheating. It is estimated that more than 60% of the world's population will be living in cities by the year 2020, which will certainly increase greenhouse emissions. Average temperature has gone up significantly in cities like Los Angeles over the last few decades. According to some researchers, trees can reduce city temperatures by up to 8 degrees Celsius by providing shade and by disrupting urban heat clusters. In 1 year, an acre of trees provides fresh oxygen for 18 people. Trees have a direct impact on our health. Trees capture nitrogen oxides, ammonia, sulfur dioxide, and ozone, which helps clean the toxins in the air. Did you know patients in hospitals with gardens of dense trees recover better from surgery? Trees are known to reduce stress and anxiety. Trees also reduce UVB radiation, thus reducing the rate of skin cancer. With the emergence of diseases, desertification, and droughts, humans have never faced a more significant threat than the 21st century. Did you know if you plant 4 trees around your house, you can cut down on energy needs like air conditioning by more than 40%? For water conservation, trees promote moisture through transpiration. Tree roots prevent flooding. Trees also prevent water pollution by absorbing chemical pollutants. Humans and animals rely on trees for food. Fruit sustains our nutrition needs while promoting food security. Trees or forests can kickstart economic engines, as products of trees can be sold and the rich biodiversity opens up job opportunities for many. Forests can serve as a refuge for animals while also serving as a bastion of tourism. Trees can strengthen our human connection. Shades of trees have been used through the ages as a place for contemplation and as a place for discussion of important subjects among community members. Trees add a sense of beauty to our houses, cities, and countryside by changing the landscape or the natural tapestry of the surrounding environment. Trees are known to increase the value of a property by up to 15%. Finally, trees not only connect us to our natural world, but also provide us with a sense of harmony. By planting trees together, we will know each other better, which helps us forge a new society of brotherhood and sisterhood. Trees might provide us with the common bond of humanity that we have been yearning for. Plant a tree. Your children depend on it. Your society, your community, your world, and future generations depend on it. Plant a tree. Only when we make peace with the trees can we claim to have made peace with ourselves. Do it in the interests of fairness. Do it for the birds, the hippos, the giraffes, the monkeys, and other forgotten animals. We humans need to be less selfish for once. And perhaps nature will treat us once again with the dignity and respect that we demand, but probably do not deserve.